Father God, it's so good to be together. We get to sing about you and your son. We get to listen to his words, and we get to do it all together as a big church family. We pray you would help us worship today as we sing, pray, and listen. And we pray that we would do what we would do in church would go to the world, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing together, be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. That's our big idea. God is always with us. So we're going to stand and we're going to put our masks on for mums and dads, and we'll sing, be bold, be strong, and let me see your actions. I know Presbyterians don't like actions, but I don't care. Okay, have a seat. Got to watch those elbows on that one. Right, let's have a chat. Wonder if you could tell me, guys, who is this old lady? I take it back. I didn't mean it. I'm very tired this morning. Who is this lovely lady? Who is it? The Queen. Yeah, she's got a title. And beautiful crowns and medals. The Queen, absolutely. Okay, what is her name? Elizabeth, great. She has other names. What's her last name? Elizabeth Queen. Anybody know? Windsor, people are saying. Yeah, she's got a couple of names, actually. She's Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor. Yeah, catchy. Okay. What does the Queen always carry? Anyone know this one? Handbag. This isn't three old ladies with handbags. This is the one Queen. Sorry. This is not three lovely ladies with handbags. That's the Queen. Always carries a handbag. And the grown-ups might know why. Anyone know why? I think it's a security thing, but apparently she also uses her handbag as a code. So if she's standing talking to someone like me, she'll move her handbag and say, I'm finished with this person, come and get me. All right, see, we're rethinking. Lovely old lady, yeah, okay. Great, and she likes a bit of color. What is the Queen's birthday? Anyone in this one? Do we know it? Parents might know this one. Indistinct chatter. Anyone know what it is? I have heard it that time. 21st of April, 1926. She's 95. Okay. But she has two birthdays. Know the other one? It's usually the second Saturday in June. So it moves around. Yeah. Anyone here got two birthdays? Jared, got two birthdays? Today and tomorrow. Yeah. Birthday week. So I'm sure there are other birthdays in the room, but people are quiet about these things. Yeah, two birthdays. What about these questions? What's the Queen's favorite color? Don't know. What's the Queen's favorite food? Pizza. Does she like to read? Maybe. Does she care about all her people? Does she care about me or you? Yeah, maybe. Would the Queen come to my house for tea? Do you mean... Yes, going to the kitchen. There's an old lady at the door. You have to wonder why then we have really good china, don't you? It's just for the minister. Yeah, I don't know if she would come to our house for tea. Do you know, boys and girls, grown-ups, we don't actually know the Queen, do we? Anyone met the Queen? Jill McCann has met the Queen. Duke of Edinburgh, okay. I would say that's cheating. Okay, we don't actually know the Queen. We might know some things about her. Yeah, her name and her birthday and all this sort of thing, the handbags. But we don't really know her. She doesn't live on our street. Very few of us have met her or had a real conversation with her. But God is different. He sent Jesus to be a kind of king. We talk about the King of Kings, the best king. And we can know him. We can know a lot about Jesus, and if I give you a quick quiz, you'd probably do really well. In fact, let's try that. I used to be a teacher. Where was Jesus born? Bethlehem, brilliant. Who were his dad and mom? Joseph and Mary. How did he die? On a cross. Where is Jesus now? Well, that's a deep theological. With God in heaven? Yes, seated at the right hand. That's one of our big answers. We can know about Jesus, but we can also know Jesus because he came to be with us, to teach us, to love us, to die for us. And we can know him because he sends us part of himself. We call that the Holy Spirit. Now, that can be a little bit tricky to understand, but in John's gospel, in his book about Jesus, there's a really good picture of how we know Jesus. Mary is going to come and read that for us. And what you're going to hear here is that Jesus came and he pitched his tent in our village. He made his dwelling, his house with us. Listen for that as Mary reads.
So this morning's first reading is from John chapter 1, and it's verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Did you hear it, boys and girls? Jesus came to live with us, and we've seen him, and he shows us God. That's the big idea. God is with us in Jesus. Do you know, that's worth praying about. We're going to pray for other people this morning, so will you close your eyes for me, and we'll pray for other people? Let's do that. Let's pray. Dear God, we just heard from Mary that you didn't stay away from us. We sinned and hurt you, but you didn't run away. You ran towards us. You sent us Jesus. And he pitched his tent with us. He lived next door, and one day he died for us. So we would say, thank you. And we pray for the world, that the whole world would recognize Jesus as your son. And we pray that we might help other people see your love for us. We all pray as your children, even the grown-ups. We ask that we would be more like Jesus, people who love to talk about him. And we pray today for all the children who will get shoeboxes this year. We love sending them, but they must really love getting them. So may your love for them show in the boxes we send. We think about children all around the world who don't have what we have. Keep them safe, help them be free to go to school, to play with their friends, and to have enough to eat each day. Father, you love them, so we do too. And Father, for all the people in church this morning, we pray for them that if they're happy or sad, that they would know that you are always with us, because we pray in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. How are we doing on time? We're okay. We'll do this together this morning. One big group, and we'll whiz through it. Bit of a memory verse from what Mary said to us. Would you read this with me, boys and girls? Can you be really loud? Moms and dads will help us as well. Let's say this together. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14. Lovely, great, easy peasy. Okay, give you another look, take a look at it again. Going to take some words away. Wonder if you can spot them. Let's try this then. You ready? Want one more look? We're not sure. The Word became and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Yeah, expert. I think some of the mums and dads were struggling there. Yeah. Okay, one more time. We'll try this version. Oh, goodness, that could be anything, couldn't it? Clark Accession looks nervous. Okay, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace, truth. Okay, very. Oh, John 1, verse 14. Yep, sorry, that's important too. Yeah, great. Good job. Lovely to hear you all saying that out loud. Try and remember that this week, boys and girls. And everyone's a winner this morning. We're going to do something a little bit different this morning. We're going to sing one of your songs. Lighthouse have been learning a song called God Loves Me. And we're going to join in with them and learn one of their songs. It's on a little video. We're going to sing along, and there are a few people in the video doing their actions as well. So give them a go. I know we're all good Presbyterians, but we'll give them a whirl. But we'll stand, we'll put our masks on, and we'll sing, God Loves Me.
loves me, he can do anything. If I run over here, if I run over there, God is everywhere, and he loves me. When I look up, 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 I know he's real. When I look down, 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 I believe what I found. When I look in God's word and I search for him, he rewards me, 'cause he loves me. When I look up, 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 I know he's real. When I look down, 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 I believe what I found. When I look in God's word and I search for him, he rewards me, 'cause he loves me, 'cause he loves me, 'cause he loves me.
Okay, that's a good one. Sweating a bit. Right, so if we can move on from there. Another way, guys, to think about how God is always with us goes way beyond Jesus. Jesus came to be with us, and he lived with us, and he died for us, and that's great. We are just so happy about that in the church. But Jesus died to allow us to be with God again. Because when Adam and Eve were thrown out of the Garden of Eden, we needed a way back to be with God. In the old church, in the Old Testament, the people, they couldn't be with God unless one person went for them. And that man was called the high priest. There he is. He's got a nice costume. I'm going to wear that next week. He would have looked a bit like this with his robes and all that. But do you see what he has at the bottom of his robes? There's a big close-up there. Let me hear them. Let me hear your bells. Okay, what a lovely sound. This guy would go to God for the people, and it was really dangerous. Okay, God is holy, and we aren't. And it was a dangerous thing to step in front of God. So the little bells would ring. Let me hear them. As the high priest moved around in a special room, he would say the prayers, and he would burn the incense and offer people's prayers to God. The bells would let us know he was still alive. That's a bit dark, isn't it? Some stories tell us that he would have had a big rope around his waist so that if the bells stopped and you heard a thud, you could drag him out again. Isn't that awful? Yeah, I'm not sure I should have told you that. The bells, that's a happy sound. The bells let us know he was okay. He would do that job in a very special part of the temple called the Holy of Holies. Now, that's just a way of saying the special, most special place. And here's a wee picture of it. You see this square room here? I've got a laser. Aren't you jealous? See this bit here? That was the special room where the high priest would go and had a big old curtain in front of it so no one could get in. Really thick and heavy. This big curtain kept people out. The curtain meant that no one else could go in to see God. It stopped people from coming to God. Only one person could go in, and that's why he wore the bells. I love hearing these bells. Let me hear them. Yeah. Isn't Amazon Prime amazing? Only one person could go in, and God always chose that person. And one day, boys and girls, the curtain was ripped in two. Now, if I'd have been more organized this morning, we could have got you some paper, and you could have ripped it. I forgot. But there's a picture of the cross of Jesus, and it's like the whole world, the curtain ripped in two, and it meant that now everybody could go to God. Mary's going to read that story to us. I want you to listen for the curtain, that big door that kept us away from God, it gets ripped in two, and you and I, because of Jesus, can go back to God.
Our second reading is from Luke chapter 23, verses 44 to 49. The death of Jesus. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, for the sun stopped shining. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things.
Thanks so much, Mary. Appreciate you doing that for us. Did you see that? Look at it again. The people who saw the cross, it was horrific. They couldn't look at it. It was awful. But we in the church call that a very special Friday. Do you know what it's called? Is it called Bad Friday? Is it called Horrible Friday? Tell me. Good Friday. All those who knew Jesus saw this and kept watching. We're going to sing one of our songs now, boys and girls. We want to teach you some of the songs that we've come to love in the church. This is a new one. We'll give it a go together. The chorus of this is beautiful. One of my favorites. Our sins are many, but God's mercy is more. God loves us so much that Jesus died for all our sins. We'll stand up, and we're going to give this one a go.
What love could remember, no wrongs we have done. Omniscient, all-knowing, here counts not the sun. Thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. So tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger. Of kindness he lavished on us. His blood was a payment, his life was the cost. We stood beneath the debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger.
Father, we thank you for meeting with us and helping us to learn more of your Son. Send us home now in his name. Amen.